We are learning Masechet Maariv Katan Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Tanu Rabbana. So we talked about all the things that an Avel cannot do. Then we talked about Tefillin, and like Tosafot spoke out, why wasn't it a part of that list? Is because Tefillin is not every day; it's only some of the days. And now we're talking about another thing that was not on that list. That's She'ilas Shalom. Tanu Rabbana. Avel Gimel Yomer Rishonim Aser B'Melacha. We'll talk about that soon in the Gemara later on this Amud. First, we'll start with other things. Tanu Rabbana. Avel Gimel Yomer Rishonim Aser B'Melacha. The first 3 days is Aser B'Melacha. This is the one of Ani who doesn't have any money. So the first 3 days in Aser B'Melacha. But fill Ani I'm asparnes min atzdaka is cannot do Melacha the first 3 days. After the first 3 days, he can work for because he has to make money to get, have food. But tzinam v'sech beisa, v'isha tava pelach v'sech beisa, and isha also could sew with her spindle v'sech beisa. But l'maisa the mechaber who passes like this that only a mefarnes mitzadaka is allowed to do work after 3 days. L'maisa the mechaber says that someone does this usually will not see any siman bracha and therefore should not work even if he's only a mefarnes mitzadaka, and that's the minig that they don't work at all during shiva. Let's say someone else sitting shiva, and one of the avelim want to be menachem avil, a different avil. So the first 3 days, they're not allowed to leave the house to go menachem avil. After 3 days, he can go menachem avil someone else. He doesn't sit together with the menachem, with the people coming to kotzol. He sits together with the avelim, and he's menachem the avelim from there, being right next to them in the makom where the avelim sit. Tara avonim. Avil Gimel Yom Rishonim Asa B'Shilas Shalom. A Avil, the first 3 days, he is not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem or answer Shalom Aleichem. Mishloisha V'ad Shiva, Meshiv, someone asks him, tells him Shalom Aleichem, he's Meshiv, he answers. V'ein Shiva, he doesn't say Shalom Aleichem. Mekam V'eilech, after Shiva, Shoyal Meshiv Kedarka. He could be Shoyal and answer Kedarka. And we'll see the surprise, so we're going to explain it. All halachos are not exact here. Yeah. Zokta Gemara. I'm going to explain the Brice now. It said in the first part of Brice, it says, Shloisha Yomim Rishonim, Osam Shil Hashem. Zog to Fekhtim Marakash, I'll tie them to the Brice, Maisa, Omeisu, Bodom, Shor, Rekiva. Rekiva, two of Rekiva's sons were Nifter. Nichnasu Kol Yisrael, Vespidum, Hespid Gadol. All Klai Yisrael came to the Hespid, to the Levaya, a huge Hespid. Vashas Petirosam, when they were leaving the Levaya, Omer, Rekiva, Safsal Gadol, Rekiva stood up on a big bench. Omar, Chenu Beisrael, my brothers Klai Yisrael, Shimu, listen, afilu shnei banim chasanim, even if I would have lost two married children, menuchemu v'shvil kovet shir asisem. And the Rashi Kesviyad says, only one of the children were married. He says, even if it had been worse, both children were married, I would have been consoled from his usual vaya. Some of the gears say, afilu zayim banim chasanim, even if it had been seven children. Ikitzi is saying that he had a major chizuk from this huge hespit. Then v'shvil akiva basam, if you were coming because of Akiva, Ari Kama Akiva Bashuk, a lot of Akiva Bashuk. Otherwise, why is Shavik Kharat here? El Kacham Artem, Tairas Elekam Baliboy. Why do you come? Because he said, Tairas Elekam Baliboy, that the Torah is in Akiva's heart. So, Koshkin Shkhartim Kafel. So, of course, you have a lot of Schar, because you show him Kavada Torah. You show Kavada Torah, it's even a bigger Schar. It's even a bigger Schar. So, the Kavada Torah boss, like Rashi says. He says, go back to your house to Shalom. So you see, he uses the word Shalom. And the reason why we say, now let's say Shalom Aleichem, is because you're not supposed to say Hashem's name of Shalom when someone's big tzara, first 3 days. And here you see, by the Levaya, he used the word Shalom. And for the Gemara, Kovod Rabim Shani. That Kovod Rabim, they could use Shalom, they could say Shalom Aleichem, but Kovod Rabim here, was the whole crowd came, Kovod Rabim Shani. That's the first law in the Brisa. Second law in the Brisa said, "Megimel va'adzayim meishiv ena shoyl." He answers, "He's not shoyl." Mekam ve'elech shoyl meishiv kudarkei. Afterwards, after shiva, he could say shalom aleichem and answer aleichem shalom. No problem. Veit markash is not true. Raminu looked at the Brisa. Hamoitzias chaver avol b'soich la'amid yoyim. If you find a friend who's avol, he found him toich shloishim medaber imay tanchumim. You console him ve'ena shoyl b'shloim. If you don't say shalom aleichem to him. After 30 days, Shoyal B'Shloimoy, you say Shalom Aleichem, and you don't talk to him Tachumim because you don't want to open up the wound. This is talking about all by Shar Krev, not by Avim. We'll talk about Avim soon. This is about Shar Krev. So it says that until 30 days, you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to him. After 30 days, you can say Shalom Aleichem, and another difference is that in 30 days, you console him. Afterwards, you don't console him. Mesa Ishta, let's say his wife died, Rossi Shacharis, and he married another wife right away. You're not going to his house to Menachem Avol him after Shiva. Because you don't want to insult the new wife. Motzu B'shuk, you find him in the street. Amaloi B'sofa Rafa of a Kavid Rosh. You could be Menachem, but do it. Don't do a major Tanchumim. Why? You don't want him to be upset about his new wife. You tell him, oh, your old wife is your great wife. It might make him feel bad about his new wife. Therefore, you tell him, you know, go easy. Go easy on Tanchumim. Amrav Idi Ba'avin. So what's going on? So what's the kasha? So there's a kasha here. You know why? What does it say? It says that in the 30 days, you can't be Shalav Shloima. In the 30 days, you can't be Shalav Shloima. And it said in the Brisa that Mekam Ve'elech after Shiva, Shalom Eishiv. So what's going on over here? It says, Mekam Ve'elech, Shalom Eishiv. And here it says, the Inalabi of Shalom is going on the Oval, rather, going on the Oval, that he can't be Shalom Eishiv. So, and here, in the it's saying over here, that the Oval could be Shalom, that it says over here in the Brisa, in 30 days, but in the Shalom Shloim, you can't say Shalom Aleichem to the Oval. And Madach, the Oval could say Shalom Aleichem after Shiva in Shloishim. Madach, the Oval says in the Brisa, Shalom Aleichem Kedarkoi, after Shiva. So of course you're allowed to ask Shalom Aleichem to the Oval. That's where it's Kasha, that's where Rashi was a Kasha. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver. One of the above is a big difference. Who Shoyal B'Shalom Acherim? After Shiva, the Ovel is Shoyal Umeshiv, which means he's Shoyal, he could be Shoyal B'Shalom Acherim. Why? Shacherim Shurim B'Shalom, because other people are not Avelim. So after his Shiva, he's allowed to say the word Shalom, because he's not in the middle of Shiva. And he's asking Shalom Lechem to someone else who's not the Ovel. But Acherim ain't Shoyal B'Shalom Moy, they can't tell him Shalom Lechem because he's the Ovel. Shahu ain't a Shoyal B'Shalom, he's not B'Shalom, he's the Ovel. So when it says Shoyal Umeshiv Kedarka, it means he's allowed to ask after Shiva, Shalom Lechem to other people because they're not veilus. But the Brisa that says in 30 days, you Tachumim Ve'ina Shalom Shalom, means that the other people can't talk to the Oval and say Shalom Lechem because the Oval is in veilus. So Frank Marakasha, what about the Meshiv part? It says Shoyal Umeshiv Kedarka, the Oval can Shalom Umeshiv. If he's Meshiv, means someone said Shalom Lechem to him. I now say Shalom Lechem to him. Frank Marakasha, I'm telling Meshiv, Mechlad the Shalilim, telling people that told him Shalom Lechem. And for the Gemara, the Lo Yadi, they didn't know. They said Shalom Aleichem, they didn't know. So therefore, he answers. He says it doesn't mean that they're supposed to Shalom Aleichem to him, just answers. And he talks like that from 3 to 7. It also says it says Meishiv Einu Shoyal. So obviously the guy didn't know that because it means the answer. He Hachi said the first 3 days also wanted an answer. They didn't know. Hosamami Hosamaydulu Lamahadu. Did you let him know? He's off. You tell you, by the way. He says he's awful. And don't, that's what he doesn't answer. That's what he says. But after the third day, you don't have to let him know anymore. That you don't have to, if he doesn't know he's awful, you can just answer. You don't have to tell him you're awful. So, Hakaponim, what comes out so far right now is, after 30 days, everything is good. And there's no Tanchumim, everything is good. Within 30 days, it depends. When you meet the awful, you now say Shalom Aleichem to the awful. You tell him Tanchumim. But the awful could tell the other person Shalom Aleichem after Shiva. Why? Because the other person is not Bitzar. And he's allowed to say Shalom because he's after Shiva. Freyti Gemara Braminu Hamaitzis Chavei Avol B'Seir Chibetz Chaydash Mendaber Imay Tanchumim. If someone finds his friend the Avel within 12 months, Mendaber Imay Tanchumim, you could console him. Ve'ein Yisrael B'Shloima, but you cannot say Shalom Aleichem. That means you now say Shalom Aleichem to the Avel even within 12 months. La'achi Chibetz Chaydash after 12 months Shalom B'Shloima, you could say Shalom Aleichem. Ve'ein Mendaber Imay Tanchumim, but you cannot console him. Don't talk to him about his loss. But you can medaber with him mehatzad, which means you could menachem him, but not don't be masked as shame hames. That's what Rashi learns. Mehatzad, you go easy after 12 months. Don't open the wound again. Medaber mehatzad. Omer Meir, hamoitzis chaver aval achiv beis chaydish medaber mehatachumim. If someone finds his friend after 12 months and starts consoling him, lamohu daima, what's a daima to? What's it compared to? La'odam shnishba raglai, it's like someone broke a foot, v'choysa, and it healed. Motsu reife, a reife finds him, says, you know what, I want to see my doctor skills. V'amalai klachas, they come to me, shani shayv, I'll break it again, v'arpen, I'm going to heal it, I'll show you, I can heal it. K'dei shayda shmonam shli yofi, I want to show you that my medicine is good. So that's what it means, the opening of the wound, don't open the wound. So I can follow him, that's the bright says, what's kasha? Kasha is, for 12 months, ain't a shayl b'shloima, it says. For 12 months, you can't say shalom aleichem. And the Gemara, like kasha, ha ba'avimah, yavashar kreivim. The halacha is that by Avima you can't be Shalom Aleichem the whole year. By Shar Kreivim, half of 30 days. Half of 30 days. Right, the Gemara, it says before, by Shar Kreivim, after 30 days, you should not talk to him Tanchumim. And here it says, after 12 months, you can do Minat Sad. So, Hasam Nami Yidabi Minoy Tachtun Minat Sad. Why doesn't it say Minat Sad over there by Kreivim? And Echadami, Umayim Yidabi Minoy Tachumim Kedark, it means Kedark. Yidabi Minat Sad. You can also do with Kreivim, by Kreivim, after 30 days, you can also do Minat Sad. So it comes out of Maisa is that a person cannot be Shoyal Shalom by someone who lost a parent for 12 months and not say Shalom Aleichem. And the Ramah, Taka Claris, he says a lot of times you find people are not so makbar on this, they don't know, so they don't know the halacha, but he says maybe our Shalom Aleichem is not such a strong Shalom Aleichem, he says maybe, and Taka Big Shalom, but really, you're not supposed to, the Shiloh Shalom is over 12 months. That's really why the Issa to give Shlachmanas comes from this problem of Shiloh Shalom. That's where it comes from. It's part of the Issa of Shiloh Shalom. The Ramah says, he says, some people are making these days v'shilas shalom after lamed. Ve'in tam lehem, zok the Ramah. I'm reading the Ramah, Shimpei hei sif aleph. Ve'in tam lehem. Well, we'd say hello, it's not really called Shiloh Shalom. So saying good morning is no problem because it's not really Shiloh Shalom. But a real Shiloh Shalom is taka problem. That's taka why is the issa to do to give Mishloach Manas. So I think we'll stop over here because the next sugya it goes through Amud Aleph. It's a shemaka complicated sugya. And we'll start with that on tomorrow's shir from Tanur Rabbanan, which is five lines from the bottom.